Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Today, we'll talk about gospel opportunities and dangers that migrant Filipino workers face. Then, how one girl's life was changed at Children's Bible Club in India. But first, among those caught in the Israel-Hezbollah conflict are 11,000 Filipinos working in Lebanon. As of Friday, they are awaiting evacuation orders from their home country if a ground offensive begins. An estimated 2.16 million Filipinos live abroad as migrant workers, according to 2023 data. It's a reality which Christian leaders see as both a great opportunity and risks to guard against. Lido Sampan with A3 explains.
We are always reminding the churches to come alongside these overseas Filipino workers and their families and help them establish their purpose, why they are working abroad, and at the same time, equip them that they will be responding to the Great Commission of making disciples. Because whether you are here in the Philippines or abroad, we still have to make disciples.
Filipino men and women are resilient and willing to serve with a unique ability to learn languages of Asia and the Middle East. This makes them welcome employees, but Sampan says there's always risk of abuse. Family dysfunction also arises when a mother or father is absent back home.
Pray for their families. There will always be a vacuum or a gap the moment the member of the family worked abroad.
Without a timeline and plan set ahead of time, a Filipino might work abroad for decades. He asks that we pray that local churches will support Filipino workers against these dangers and for gospel ministry wherever they live. More in the full report at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, during Iran's presidential debates, now-inaugurated President Masoud Pezeshkian criticized internet filtering. Is reform on internet restrictions possible in Iran? We'll have to wait and see. Today, ministries like Transform Iran use satellite TV, YouTube, 24/7 radio stations, and more to spread the truth about Jesus. Lana Silk with Transform Iran shares the reasons that media is so effective in reaching Iranians.
One of them is the accessibility that it gives us. And also media allows us more easily to speak to different language groups, ethnic minorities in Iran, who wouldn't as easily connect to a Farsi presentation of the gospel. We can have audio dramatizations of the word of God in their languages, and suddenly we capture their hearts with that.
Another reason comes from the Iranian regime itself, banning access to Christian media.
So actually, they're breeding an increased hunger in the people of Iran who want to know what this thing is that the government is so determined they don't access. And again, media helps us get that to them quickly.
Stories come in regularly of how God has led a person to turn on Transform Iran's TV or radio programs at critical moments. Pray for more people to be reached.
We can be literally praying them through that process, that God would draw them to the media at the right time, that God would speak to them clearly in those moments when they're reaching out, that there would be a heart connection.
Finally, kids should be going to school, playing with their friends, and enjoying childhood. Instead, 10.1 million kids in India are child laborers. Extreme poverty leads parents to desperation. Mission India's Regan Miller tells us about Vinati, a child in India whose family faced an impossible choice. Her mother was very sick, and her dad was struggling with the financial burden of caring for her mom alone.
So Vinati offered to help her dad earn a living just to make ends meet, and she was just 10 years old. He didn't want that to have to happen. He wanted her to be able to keep going to school. But he didn't really know what else to do.
They needed a miracle.
It was around that time that Vinati was invited to a Bible club, and her parents allowed her to go. And as Vinati attended the Bible club, she learned about God and about the Holy Spirit. And through her attending the Bible club, her parents came to know about Jesus.
Vinati and her parents found new relationships with Christ. And as they prayed, God healed Vinati's mother. Today, Vinati is in school and her family is a part of the local church, all thanks to a children's Bible club with Mission India. If you're moved by Vinati's story, would you give more kids in India access to the gospel? Just $24 gives one child a spot in Mission India's year-long children's Bible club. Give and learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.